This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Indeed, our praise belongs to Allah the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there is no one who can mislead Him, and whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there is no one to guide Him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah, who is unique and without partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His worshiper and His messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. Again, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. And O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb, who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate. And from the two of them He spread forth many men and women. Be careful of your duty to Allah, whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is al-Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial, and He will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. For indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters, which has no precedence in Islam. Indeed, all innovations are astray, and each astray is in the hellfire. And O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And hold fast altogether by the rope which Allah stretches out for you. And be not divided amongst yourselves, and remember with gratitude Allah's favor on you, for you were enemies, and He joined your hearts in love, so that by His grace you became brethren. And ye were on the brink of the pit of the fire, and He saved you from it. Thus doth Allah make His signs clear to you, that you may be guided. This is from Surah Ali Imran. And also, as Allah says in the Quran, and do not walk on the earth with arrogance. Indeed, you will never tear the earth apart, and you will never reach the mountains in height. And one of the things I know many people are talking about today, throughout the country, is last night's debate. And as Muslims, you know, again, as I said, if we're going to be here, we need to be here. And what I mean by that, we need to be involved in all aspects of the society, not just merchants, not just taking what we can from this society. Even the scholars say, if you're going to be in a majority non-Muslim or not yet Muslim country, you should be there for educational purpose, for business purposes, or dawah purposes, you know. And so, again, if we're not doing any of those three things, they say, why are we here? You know, so we need to be involved, and our voices need to be heard. You always say, here it says that this is a Judeo-Christian society, a Judeo-Christian society. But when they established this country, where were the Muslims? The Muslims were enslaved people at that time. And so in the beginning of this country, we didn't have input in how to put this country together, how the constitutional constipation, how they put it together. You know, so we have to recognize that from the beginning, they were trying to, you know, basically erase our presence. And so we are a significant presence in this country, so we have to be of those who are active in all aspects. Not, again, not just the economics, but we need to be involved in the civil life as well. If we're going to be here, we need to be here. And from my observations and from the pundits, as they call it, last night's debate, Trump pathologically lied and Joe pathologically, politically died. You know, and again, we cannot base our hopes and dreams on this political system. We have to, again, as we talked about the ayat, hold fast to the rope of Allah. As Muslims, we have to continuously petition Allah, may He be praised and exalted, that we want to change the condition. As Allah says, He does not change the condition of a people until they change that which is in their heart. And so as we become more committed to this deen, and not just Islam as a religion, but Islam as a way of life, and a part of having that way of life, you know, we need to be establishing, again, economic systems. We need to be establishing political systems that recognize us. We need to be establishing educational systems and also institutions of higher learning as well as medical systems. These are the things that we need to be put in place and not just be here like bumps on the log, brothers and sisters. If we're going to be here, we need to be here. And Allah gives us this rope. He said He extends this rope. It's the rope of hope. And the only way that rope is disconnected when we let go. You hear the people, oh, I used to be Muslim. I tried to do that. You know, they let go. As opposed to recognizing that it's Allah who put us here, because we didn't have a choice on coming here through our mothers. And we don't have a choice on how we're going to leave here. There are people I've worked with. I was talking to someone yesterday. I worked with a client at the Georgia Regional. He tried to kill himself, blew his part of his brain off, but the racist part was left there, you know. And he would say things to me, and then he would look at me, and I wouldn't respond. He said, "Oh, you one of them smart niggas," you know. And then, you know, what we recognized that he tried to kill himself with a shotgun and couldn't do it. So again, that shows me, it tells me that, you know, when we can't determine how we're going to leave here or where we're going to die, as Allah says in the Quran, we have to be of those who are striving to establish this deen in this society. And many of us who are African-American, you know, again, our people have gone through the legacy of the Middle Passage, Jim Crow, the struggles of the 50s and 60s, and then also we look at the reversals of the rights that's happening now. You know, a lot of times people will talk to me and they will ask, you know, why? You know, why are you always protesting? Why do we always see you protesting this and protesting that? Why don't you sit down and write a kutba somewhere? You know? But again, we need to be involved. As Muslims, we have to understand, not just understand, but overstand that intrinsically there is no separation of church and state in Islam. You know, there's no separation between the religious institutions and the political institutions in Islam. Islam is the rope of hope, and it's also the ark. It's the ark that we need to be on. Because you can see by the leadership that this country is choosing that this thing is falling. And as this thing falls, the science says that, what is it, two entities can't occupy the same space at the same time. And so what is going to fill the vacuum that's left when this system falls? It has to be Islam, because again, throughout the world, the Muslims are basically asserting themselves, and we have to assert ourselves over here. And not just integrate, but we have to basically establish the necessary systems and teach the people that the Islam is the way. Again, we have to believe this if we're going to be successful during this time. Again, we have to, again, contemporize the struggles of all the prophets, because all the prophets dealt with the leadership and the political leadership of their day. All of them. We look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, we look at Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam dealt with all their political leadership and their economic leaderships. And again, the moneyed interests in this society, they want to go back or go to a fascist regime, an authoritarian regime, a regime in which the rich folks are controlling everything, the super rich. You have people who have more money than, you know, millions of people on the planet. And so they think they, you know, have this complex, this God complex. But when we look at, again, how the prophets, how they dealt with the political powers of their time, and we have to look at it and use it as a lesson, a pertinent lesson, on how we need to deal with the political and economic systems of today. We look at Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah says, "Have you not considered the one who argued with Ibrahim about his Lord, merely because Allah had given him kingship. Again, Allah gave him the kingship. And when Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my Lord is the one who gives life and causes death, he said, I give life and cause death. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, indeed, Allah brings the sun from the east, so bring it from the west. And so, again, he was overwhelmed in astonishment by the hikmah, the wisdom that Ibrahim alayhi salam gave. And then Allah says, he says, Allah does not guide wrongdoing people. And again, the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he stood up to the king who claimed divinity and challenged him to bring the sun from the west. And again, this story teaches us that we shouldn't compromise our deen, even in the face of political and economic authority. No matter how much money people have, we should not basically compromise our deen. We continue to hold on to that rope of hope. We must always stand up for the truth. Even Allah says to even be a witness against yourself. You know, when you're guilty, you have to be able to be a witness against yourself and take the consequences so that you don't get the consequences in the hereafter. We look at the story of Musa, alayhi salam. It says that Allah tells us, and so when this messenger went to Pharaoh and said, deliver my servants, but Pharaoh became haughty and disobedient within the city. He said, who is Allah that I should take him as a Lord instead of myself? How arrogant is that? How arrogant is that? And the Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, again, he was sent by Allah to confront the Pharaoh and call him to the worship of Allah. And again, Pharaoh, he was a powerful ruler. He thought he was a deity for the most part. And again, this story of Pharaoh, of Musa, alayhi salam, teaches us that we must never, again, be afraid to challenge those who are in power, even when they are tyrants and oppressors. And again, standing up for justice, standing up for truth. Again, even if it's against the powerful, because, you know, I'll tell people all the time, we shouldn't play both sides of a chessboard. Because what happens is we engage in passivity because, for instance, I don't want to hurt the person's feelings, or I don't want to do this. No, make your move. If your move is based on the Quran and the Hadith and what Allah has sanctioned, make your move. And don't worry about what's around the corner because, again, we don't know what's going on the next day. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, live each day as if it's going to be your last again, because one day you're going to be right. We must always stand up for truth. We look at the story of Isa, alayhi salam. Allah tells us, and Isa, the son of Mary, said, O children of Israel, indeed I am the messenger of Allah to you, confirming what has came before me of the Torah and bringing good tidings of the messenger to come after me, whose name is Ahmed. But when he came to them with clear evidence, what did they say? This is but obvious magic. And we look at the Prophet Isa, alayhi salam, and he came to them and said again, confirming the Torah and bringing the news. And again, they tried to call him a magician. And again, this story teaches us again that we shouldn't be swayed by the opinions of others, how others will see us, if we know we're standing on the truth. Because we have people who are so-called powerful and influential, and we can't allow that to sway the message that we're bringing. We must always follow the truth, even if it's unpopular. Because if you look at this system, it's a democratic system. And pure democracy means the majority rules, bottom line. You know, and so in Islam, and if the majority is wanting to do something that's totally against what Allah says, then people won't go for that. You know, but we have to basically structure any type of system around the Quran and around the Hadith. It's not about the majority, because again, the majority may not be right all the time. Sometimes it's a minority. And we look at the story of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And Allah tells us, O Prophet, urge the believers to battle. If there are 20 who are steadfast, they will overcome 200. And if there are among you 100 who are steadfast, they can overcome 1,000 of those who have disbelieved, because they are people who do not understand. So when you're standing on the truth, Allah said he will give you the control. He will give you the success, even if you may feel as though that you are outnumbered. the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was sent as a messenger to the Arab people and to the world, who were mostly polytheists and idolaters. And again, he faced fierce opposition. He felt, they felt as though he's going to mess up their economic system. He's going to mess up their, because they were basically going around the Kaaba in such a way that was disgusting. And so when he basically brought the message of the one deity, whereas they worshiped 360 deities, he thought they were going to mess with their money. The story teaches us again that we must never be afraid, again, to stand up for our beliefs, even in the face of overwhelming oppositions. Again, we must be steadfast and patient and trust in Allah to grant us victory. Again, we have to look at the world today. We live in a world, again, where the political and economic powers control many aspects of our lives. And so sometimes it can cause us to be disillusioned. So we have to be of those who are steadfast. We have to be of those who are striving to establish Islam. And what they'll call you an Islamist. In the term of Islamist is that you're prioritizing Allah's word and the Prophet, peace be upon him's actions that's dictated to us through the Hadith. And so we have to be of those who continuously strive and struggle and not just view Islam as a religion, but as a way of life. We have to hold fast to the rope of hope. If I've said anything that's inconsistent with what Allah has given us and the Prophet, peace be upon him, teaches us, I take full responsibility for that. And if I've said anything that you have gained new insight on, as always, all praise belongs to Allah. O Allah, send peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad and his family and his companions, and Allah increase his honor and elevate his station and grant him the highest place in paradise and bless him with your divine mercy. And O Allah, bless us with his intercession on the day of judgment and forgive our sins. Ameen. Again, as Muslims, it's important for us to learn from the examples of the prophets and stand up for the truth. And again, we can't compromise. Again, even if it means imprisonment, even if it means persecution or oppression. At the same time, we have to strive for cooperation with people of various faiths, because again, we live in what's called a pluralistic society. And if you look at during the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, there were people who didn't believe. There were people who believed in several deities. There were people who were people who followed the Torah, as well as people who followed the Christian faith. They had somewhat of a pluralistic society there as well. And so if you look in the beginning of Islam, there were rules as to how we are to treat the people of the book. And then we look at one of the greatest examples in history of the three, what they call Abrahamic religions, getting along is Muslim Spain. Christians, Jews, and Muslims lived together in harmony for centuries. And so I always say, America has that potential. It has that potential to be similar to Muslim Spain. And again, that's known as the Golden Age of Spain. And then when you look at, how Europe came out of the Dark Ages, it was with their contact with the Muslims. And so we have to basically not just sit around and just learn the religion, but we need to learn all of the sciences and basically preserve it and get involved with all of the skills that's needed to run a society, because again, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Again, during that time, the Abrahamic faiths coexisted and contributed to a flowing culture of art, science, and literature. And again, we have to learn lessons from these prophets and strive for justice. In cooperation in our own time, let us stand up for the truth. And again, remember, Allah is always with us, and he's guiding us, and he's supporting us in our struggle. These are some of the things that we have to really look at, brothers and sisters, specifically our younger brothers and sisters, the next generation. As you stand on our shoulders, just like we stand on the shoulders of the people we came before, that came before us. And so, again, establishing systems is the way to go. You know, these are some of the things we want to look at. Again, holding on to that rope of hope. And if we establish it based on Islam, you know, we will not fail. We will not fail. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِنْ نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay down on us a burden such as you did lay on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay down on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our protector, and give us the victory over the disbelieving people. And one, brothers and sisters, remember the people who are ill in the Muslim communities. We're talking with Brother Bruce, Rashid, our brother Sabir, and brother Amir. You know, these are some of the people who, again, made many contributions to the Muslim community here, as well as Brother Akil. You know, please keep him in your dua. And those who can visit, please visit. And also, there was a friend of the community. He contacted me a few days ago. His granddaughter is in Scottish Rite Hospital, and she's suffering from a serious illness. And so, please keep her in your dua as well, inshallah. These are, again, because dua is a powerful thing. We have this powerful tool that we need to utilize, inshallah. Thank you.